Welcome to the God Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. Our goal is to help you see that no matter what problem you're facing, Jesus Christ holds the solution that you need. Now here's your host, the president of Ordained Chaplains USA and life coach, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome to God's Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. This is podcast number 48. My name is Daniel White III, president of Ordained Chaplains USA and life coach. We don't have to look far to see that many people in the world are dealing with a variety of problems and issues and are in need of solutions. Just this past week, a young, vibrant-looking Christian minister with a beautiful wife and beautiful children, 2 days earlier, baptized a young lady, but then killed himself. That's what's happening, sad to say, even in the church today. Something is wrong somewhere. No matter what problem you are facing, whether it is emotional, psychological, mental, or spiritual, Jesus Christ holds the solution that you need. As we walk together in this podcast, we will address a number of topics that exist in the world and present solutions from the Holy Bible that will help you heal and live life more abundantly in a very real sense. And we're not talking about money and a big fine house on Pork Chop Hill. We're talking about having God's joy in your soul and spirit and loving the life He gave you. Our aim in this podcast, beloved, is number one, to introduce you to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the ultimate solution and the ultimate source of all healing. Number two, to provide you with information that will help you to understand the problem or problems in your life. And number three, to help you by providing solutions to your problems. And the Lord put this on my heart today because of this Christian minister killing himself in a long line of Christian ministers, at least so-called, doing that over the past few years. And I have to say that because this is foreign to scriptures, foreign to the Holy Scriptures, rather. And what God put on my heart at the same time, that there are, according to the scriptures, feeble-minded people in the church. Now, we're going to look a little bit deeper into that phrase, feeble-minded. But for sure, God wants us to pray for the feeble-minded. Everybody is not as strong as you might be. And that's just the way it is. And that's why I believe everybody needs a godly, loving pastor in their lives. Not one who is so busy with 10,000 people that he can't spend any time with you. He can't visit your home and talk with you about your issues or the issues of your family. We're not talking about that, but every 100 saints, or maybe even every 50 saints, ought to have a God-called pastor. And yes, this can happen in a mega church, but the church needs a whole lot of other pastors who are called by God to pastor and to comfort people and to help people as they face the issues of life. Our passage from the Word of God today is Psalm 42:11. It reads, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" In other words, why are you depressed? Why are you defeated? Why are you disgusted? Why are you disquieted? O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Here's the solution. Hope thou in God. You cannot be depressed, defeated, disgusted, downcast, and hoping in God at the same time. Okay? So that the Bible has the solution for you. Choose to trust in God. Don't trust in your family members. Don't trust in your friends. That's why you're depressed right now. Don't trust in your job. Trust in God. "For I shall yet praise him." See, that's a decision that you must make, no matter what kind of tribulation or hell you're going through. And by the way, if you're going through hell, make sure you keep on going. Don't stop. Don't sit on the sulfur rock. You will get your tail burned. Keep on going through. "Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him." That's a decision. "Who is the health of my countenance." You know why some Christians, some of you Christians, look so sad and pitiful? Because God is not the health of your countenance. And then the scripture finishes by saying, "And my God." You say, why do you focus so much on the scriptures? I want to hear from a psychiatrist or a psychologist. My troubles are deep. Listen, dear friend, I don't care how deep your troubles are. The Bible is deeper. And you need the Holy Word of God. If you're contemplating suicide, you're so discouraged, you're so defeated, you're so depressed, and because you're feeble-minded, and you're contemplating suicide, hope in God. Put your faith and trust in God. Choose to focus on Him, on Jesus, on the Word of God. That's what you need to do. Hope thou in God, and choose to praise him anyhow. Back in the late 70s and early 80s, if you would visit a Christian bookstore — there are not too many Christian bookstores anymore, and you know why — they would have postcards, and they would have placards and signs and pictures of a simple phrase, and it went like this: "Praise God anyhow." Give God the glory, give him the praise anyhow, no matter how you feel. For the psalmist felt cast down and disquieted. That means that his mind, his spirit, his soul was running and not quiet within me, he said. But his solution was, "Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him." See, if you have Christ living inside of you, you already have your solution. That's what one of the benefits of being a Christian. It's like all of the plants and all of the fruit that grow in the world, and the seed, when the fruit, the apple, is produced, and we shake it from the tree, it has a seed in it. And so if you are a Christian, dear friend, a believer in Christ, a believer in God, you got your own solution on the inside of you. And every good counselor, every good pastor, every good lover of your soul knows that if they will let you just sit there and talk a while, you come to your own conclusion and your own solution. And that's what most good counselors and good pastors do. They let you talk yourself right into your solution. So allow me to share with you some interesting points on this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. The way to forget our miseries is to remember the God of our mercies. My, my, my. David saw troubles coming from God's wrath, and that discouraged him. But if one trouble follow hard after another, if all seem to combine for our ruin, let us remember they are all appointed and overruled by the Lord. David regards the divine favor as the fountain of all the good he looked for. In the Savior's name, let us hope and pray. One word from him will calm every storm and turn midnight darkness into the light of day, the bitterest complaints into joyful praises. Our believing expectation of mercy must quicken our prayers for it. At length is faith. At length is faith came off conqueror. By encouraging him to trust in the name of the Lord and to stay himself upon his God, he adds, "And my God." This thought enabled him to triumph over all his griefs and fears, depression, desperation, and discouragement. Let us never think that the God of our faith, the God of our life, and the rock of our salvation has forgotten us. That's the devil lying to you. The devil is a lie, as the old mothers of the church used to say. The devil is a lie. They were right back then, back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and 70s, and 80s, and 90s, and they're right now. The devil is a lie. God has not forgotten us. If we have made his mercy, truth, and power our refuge, thus the psalmist strove against his despondency, his depression, if you will, his suicidal fit, at last his faith and hope obtained the victory. Let us learn to check all unbelieving doubts and fears. Apply the promise first to ourselves and then plead it to God. Beloved, our quote for today is from Charles Haddon Spurgeon. He said, "Fits of depression come over the most of us. Usually cheerful as we may be, we must at intervals be cast down. The strong are not always vigorous, the wise not always ready, the brave not always courageous, and the joyous not always happy." End of quote. The problem we are discussing today is depression, and what a timely subject in light of this pastor, young pastor, by the way, committing suicide this past week. So the problem we are dealing with today is depression. Part 2 from the book, The Guide to Biblical Counseling, by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. They talk about types of depression. Clinical major depression is distinct in that symptoms are so severe that they disrupt one's daily routine. Dysthymic disorder is a chronic low-grade depression. Bipolar disorder, previously known as manic depression, is a type of mood disorder with severe changes in effect. A person may have periods of euphoric elateness contrasted with periods of severe major depression. Seasonal affective disorder, SAD, capital S, capital A, capital D, is a severe onset of winter blues. When one experiences depression, most often believed to be due to lack of sunlight or vitamin D. Joyce Meyer writes the following on overcoming depression. She says, I realize that depression may be the result of a physical or chemical imbalance, and I don't want to discount these causes. However, for a great number of people, depression depression is a spiritual issue, and the Bible gives us great instructions on how to fight it. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always, which means delight, gladden yourselves in Him. Again, I say rejoice. That sounds like the Psalms, doesn't it? Praising the Lord in the midst of our pain is the greatest thing we can do to overcome depression, discouragement, despondency. Why? Because when we choose to fix our attention on God and rejoice in the good things God has done, we make Him bigger than our problems. Can somebody say amen right there? Beloved, in our next podcast, which will be next week if the Lord tarries His coming, we will continue looking at depression. Pray for the family that lost their husband and father, the church that lost their pastor. I don't understand it. God knoweth. But we have the solution. You have found out the solution today from the Old Testament and the New Testament. Keep your hope in God and choose to praise Him. Praise God anyhow. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, from your holy word, as you always have done in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, on how to overcome this demon of depression, discouragement, despondency, being downcast, disquieted. Lord, help us to put our faith and trust in you without doubt and without defeat. Lord, help us to choose to praise you anyhow, no matter how bad the situation is, for we will be obeying your holy word, and we can expect your victory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for His sake, amen. Amen. Dear friend of mine, if you are listening today and you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, nobody can help you with your anger issues better than the Savior, Jesus Christ. Allow Him to save your soul from sin and hell. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, and thou you shalt be saved. Here's how you can be saved from sin, anger, and hell, and have a home in heaven when you die, in more detail. First, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are a sinner. You have sin in your life. You are sinful. And that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell because of your sins. We die physically because of our sins, and our bodies go to the grave. Our soul goes to hell if we have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ himself said in John 3:16 in the Holy Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, dear friend, if you need further coaching, please visit our website at www.ordainedchaplainsusa.org. If you have other questions about life's problems for this podcast, please email us at coach@ordainedchaplainsusa.org. Until next time, my beloved, please remember that God has a solution to all of your problems. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the God's Solutions for Today's Problems podcast. If this podcast has been a help and blessing to you, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using in this podcast, The Guide to Biblical Counseling, by Dr. Tim Clinton and Dr. Ron Hawkins. It is available on our website for just $30. You can make your purchase today at ordainedchaplainsusa.org. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the God Solutions for Today's Problems on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. God bless you.